repairs would be about $5,000. So I mean, which it's something we can get on quick and cost effectively.
Do you agree, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll work with those two, and we'll get a game plan together.
Thank you.
All right.
You're gonna be around for a while, or are you leaving?
What's that?
So you're gonna be around for a while, or are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm gonna meet with that progress.
Cooperative Agreement, Clevenger Cove Road, Branson Bay Storage, LLC, Branson Bay, Emerald Point Property Owners Incorporated, Emerald Point, number 19079, Roden Bridge.
Good morning. What that's about is it would be an access road for people to use when Big Bear is underwater. Where we were using was a verbal agreement. And now they built a storage unit to where we can't utilize that area. And I've talked to the developer at Emerald Point and the storage people, and they're both good with using a different access.
To come through?
That comes out by the clubhouse. And that way we'll have something in writing.
And the gate's open there at Emerald Point.
Correct.
All
they
the time.
Keep it
open. They don't even have a gate operator now.
During those times, the gate is open.
Open now.
They allow.
No?
I don't know that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
I just know that it's
during
those times.
During the flood event, I typically have went out there and talked to them and let them know what's going on. And we've even made a deal with the people's name and address so they can show them that they live down in there and can get back and forth.
At the guard shack there in case it is closed. I think during that time they try to make sure that, especially during the day, the gates are open to allow for them to...
For the mail and school bus. And,
yeah.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Clevenger Cove Road, Branson Bay Storage LLC, Emerald Point Property Owners Masters Association, and Taney County.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Hey, Devin, real quick. On that, there's really no way to keep from, is that P Highway that goes down there?
Mm-hmm.
Down in front of Yogi Bear. There's no way to elevate that at all to keep that from, because it's the whole, I mean, it's that whole lower section of that road.
Yeah, you're talking probably over a quarter mile.
That's what I was thinking.
And it would be quite a bit of fill, and it makes it very difficult with a core.
Yeah.
Unless we had a borrow area, which I'm going to meet with them on, where we could remove that amount from another area. It could easily be fixed. It's a matter of getting approval.
Okay.
I guess we'll be in recess until 9:30, and we'll be upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion. We'll be in recess.